Welcome back to News from the Castle, sponsored by no one, but be sponsored if you're interested. Hit us up. All right,
that was not where I was going. I was going to be like, we're too good for ads, Dempsey.
We're not too good for ads. I don't think anybody, if Netflix can do ads, we can do ads.
Oh, ew. But you can't start with, you know, don't even get me started on Netflix and their ad policy.
Can do ads, then we can do ads. How about that?
Oh, my God.
I'm not above ads.
They could, but didn't stop to think whether they should.
Yeah. Anyway. Forget you. Well, if you know us, you know who you're listening to. If you're a frequent listener, but if you don't, I'm Dempsey. That was just Amber, and in the back we have Ken. What's up, Ken?
Hi, Bobby.
Oh my gosh.
That's Jordan. Jordan's the man. He's our British correspondent. Amber's our Los Angeles correspondent, and I'm your boy on the East Coast. Now, thank you guys so much for tuning in. We got a lot of news this week to talk about, actually, so I don't even think I should be dilly-dallying.
No, get going. My son is asleep. He's gonna wake up, and then I gotta dip right here.
Literally on a timer. All right, so I'm just gonna dive right into it. These are in no particular order, even though they did happen in quite a particular order. We had an earnings call this week where a lot of Disney news was released, and the Disney stock price like skyrocketed by like freaking $15, which is kind of a story in and of itself because it was like struggling to pass like the $80, $90 mark all last year. But so let's go with the biggest news, which is easily Moana 2.
I have to say I did not see that coming. And I was so shocked. I knew they were making that TV show, but we hadn't heard anything about it in a while. And so I was just like, you know, it's probably on the back burner. There's a lot of different things that Disney Plus is doing right now and making. So it's probably just, you know, gonna be taking a seat. And we keep talking about how there was nothing scheduled for the Thanksgiving release. No animated film scheduled for the Disney for the Thanksgiving release this year. And we're like, that's kind of weird. Like, what is it gonna be? We've heard rumblings of like films. We're like, maybe it's gonna be this one, maybe it's this one, maybe they're just gonna skip the year. And then all of a sudden it's like, boom, Moana 2. And I was like, when have they been working on this?
Trick question. They haven't. This is the TV show. We should probably clarify that, right? Like, this was so this was one of the biggest things and first things I think announced at the Disney earnings call. So Moana 2 has already been worked on for the longest. It was originally supposed to be the series, but instead they're basically reworking it to be a full sequel. And I think the fact that it's directed by a relatively unknown director, Dave Derrick Jr., and the fact that Lin-Manuel Miranda isn't coming back as well tells you that this was not a as big of a project or planned to be as big of a project as the original was. What do you think, right?
Yeah, I agree. It kind of harkens back, reminds me of those like the 1990s, early 2000s, like direct-to-DVD Disney sequels.
Simba's Pride,
Yeah, where it's like sometimes the animation's a little bit different too, and you have like completely different voice actors that they try and pass off as the originals. I don't understand, especially and doing this so close to when they've been touting the live action Moana, and it's like, don't do them at the same time because then everyone's gonna get Moana'd out, and it's just not what that character deserves. It deserves to be able to, like, it was such a good movie, and everyone did want more, but they're gonna do too much, and then everyone's gonna get really annoyed really fast.
So that, I'm glad you mentioned that. But before we move on to this next adjacent point, Jordan, what are your thoughts on the Moana sequel?
I completely agree with Amber. That's kind of what it reminded me of, like those like really cheap like Disney sequels. And the fact that this is the TV show just reminds me of when they would put like three episodes together and call it a movie like they did with Clone Wars. And I feel like The Little Mermaid did it as well. Yeah, that's what worries me. I mean, it could be good, but that's what worries me.
So we got word that before the announcement, Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Ali'i were not, and they weren't attached to this project, it seems, right? There was a Deadline, a Variety article that came out afterwards that said that they were finally in talks to restar in the film. And that tells me everything I need to know. And it goes exactly to what you guys are both saying. It's like, yeah, this was originally going to be planned for Disney Plus with some really good voice impersonators. And I'm curious, I want to pose this question to you guys. What made you guys think, what do you guys think made Disney want to rework this?
Money.
Yeah, probably. I think the I'm pretty certain that Moana is like one of the most like streamed thing thing bleh, most streamed things on Disney Plus, and so they probably were like, hey, we're not just gonna slap this on Disney Plus and then not technically get like a profit or however they decide to measure their earnings from it. They're like, if we put this in theaters, we're gonna get a whole bunch of little kids and their families again. Everyone's gonna go see this, because everybody loved the first one. And it's something that they were asking for since 2016. So I think they were thinking, oh, you know, if we like this and it's got also a lot of times if they maybe it's like they didn't like the direction of it with like in the episodic format. They're like, this would go a lot better and flow a lot better if it was just a film. And then at that point, if it's a film, let's just put it in theaters rather than have it on Disney Plus. So there were multiple reasons why it could have been. I'm hoping that it's just because it's just a good product and they're like, dang, this would be this deserves a theatrical release rather than just a it doesn't fit in this format, so we're gonna try it this way. But I don't know.
The only thing that troubles me about this, well, I should mention this. So the live action one is like absolutely delayed. I don't think it will make sense to, right? It was originally scheduled for like a 2025 release date to have
Yes.
the animated film, and then like the live action one come out a few months later. I think without a question, the live action one has been delayed. But what worries me is we're not gonna get a new IP for the foreseeable future. Like after this, and this will go into the next thing we talk about, the next Disney animated film that's coming out is Zootopia 2, followed by Frozen 3, followed by Frozen 4, probably. You know,
Yeah.
we're not going to get anything original for a hot minute. How does that make you feel?
You know, as much as I love originality and like for them to do new types of films, their new product hasn't been fantastic. Strange World was just okay. I haven't seen Wish, but all the music I've seen from it and the clips I haven't enjoyed. So at this point, you might as well just keep making the sequels, because if that's what's gonna make you more money, then whatever. And if it's gonna actually be a better product than the originals that you're putting out, you might as freaking well. I also just really love Zootopia and have been waiting for Zootopia 2 for forever. So I don't mind that that one is getting a sequel. So.
What you said about Moana going to cinemas, Amber, is pretty much the reason why Clone Wars, the movie, went to cinemas. Because that was just three episodes, and then they pretty much did what you said, but instead of
Yeah.
streaming, it was just TV, and they were like, we'll make money off this. And I'm not sure if they did or not, to be honest. But have you seen the Clone Wars movie?
Yeah, I've seen it.
I don't think I've seen it. I think we skipped that when we were going to be doing our Clone Wars watching.
That's a
Not
prequel to
very.
Clone Wars, right? That's,
Is
I
it? I
think.
just thought
It's
it's.
kind of, it's like the pilot, isn't
Yeah,
it?
that's what I
Oh, is it
thought.
the pilot?
I think
Yeah.
it's before. It definitely precedes the actual series.
Yeah.
But that reminds me of Family Guy did that too. After it got like I think canceled, they had like three unreleased episodes, and they made those into like Stewie Griffin, The Untold
The
Story.
Stewie Griffin.
Yeah, and then they
Yeah.
later just released those as like individual episodes when the show got revived. So definitely a powerful tool to do that. But the question remains, will it work here? And I do think a part of me wants to believe, like Amber said, that it was just such a good product. They were like, no, this deserves to be on the big screen. But considering everything that's happened with like Disney last year and how Wish kind of like they really hyped up Wish to be like this next level, like the best animated film they've ever done.
Yeah.
For it to just like totally tank critically and financially, and you know, it makes me think the other way. It makes me think that no, let's just, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know, let's just keep on pumping out sequels because we know people are gonna pay to see something they're familiar with. But
Is
that,
Bluebeard canceled then?
I don't know. Bluebeard, we have Princess and the Pea. There was another project, right? I think we've mentioned before. I would say that they have to still be in development. I want to believe that they're still in development, but we don't know. We don't know the thing. And
I
look, what?
Oh no. I was about to change subject, so you finish.
No, it looks like the focus for the time being has shifted gears entirely to like
Yeah.
Zootopia, Frozen 3. Like those are like on the like they're not even hiding it anymore. Like I think Frozen 4 was mentioned at the earnings call. Like that, we got not one but two Frozen sequels in the works.
Oh, ew, come on. Frozen 2 was bad enough.
Hey. Which by the way, shameless plug. Listen to our pitch meeting episode. It's really great. We got to do another one soon. We got to figure out what it's going to be about. But
Oh, can we? Because that was so fun.
we're going to do
Yeah,
it.
we actually didn't do too bad. I really liked your guys's.
Yeah, that was fun. That was fun. All right. So what were you going to change the subject on, Jordan? What did you want to say?
Not really change the subject. I was just going to say I've now seen Wish.
Oh, and?
I've been waiting
Yeah.
for this. What did
See,
what is
I did actually message you, but then I was like, no, I'll delete that I can reveal it on the podcast for you. I had a double bill. I watched Wonka and then I watched Wish. And I just have to say that I had the worst fucking day because I really didn't enjoy either of them.
Oh
What?
no! I knew you wouldn't
What?
enjoy
So
Wonka. I knew
funny.
you. When I saw Willy Wonka, I was like, this seems like a movie that Jordan would absolutely hate. So good.
Yeah, it's the kind of like I'm British, but it's the kind of British cringe that I just can't hook onto.
Ooh.
Like the Paddington films, I do like, but I do not like them as much as 99% of the world seems to. And it's from the same director as that, so that's why I was. That's when I realized that when I was logging on Letterboxd, it's like, so this is why I'm not a huge fan. But Wonka had some extra levels of cringe for me. I just couldn't really sit through it. I had to pause it about 3 times. And Wish, I feel really bad to say that it looks unfinished.
Yeah, I saw that from the trailer and I was like,
And the songs, I don't want to hook onto the conspiracy theory that that they got AI to make it, because I don't believe that, but some of the songs, they just don't fit the film or the aesthetic of the film. I just really didn't enjoy it, but I will say I did enjoy reading people's tweets about why they did enjoy it. So it was good to see another perspective of it, but I didn't like it, sadly. But I did like the Marvels. I thought I'd hate that, but I watched that as well. And I
I
quite
haven't
liked it.
seen that yet. I need to see it. Everyone is saying, "Oh my God, it's so good. Oh my God, it's so good." And I'm waiting to see it. It finally dropped on Disney Plus, and then I haven't had the chance to see it this week, and I need to because I'm super stoked.
It's good. I didn't particularly like Captain Marvel, but I like this one a lot more. And it's like it's not as bad as what a lot of people are saying. It really isn't. Other
Oh.
than the, huh?
No, what were you to say?
I said other than the musical planet, which I didn't really care for. I thought the film was fine.
I think,
And there are cats in it.
I
Cats,
saw. Okay,
Amber.
I did. I saw the. I saw the cat scene on Twitter. Someone posted the cat scene, and I was like, "Oh my God, this is the best 2 minutes of my life!" And I cannot wait to
Exactly.
see the whole thing. Oh my gosh,
Like
that
the
whole arc. Yeah.
end game ending, the cats are way above.
No, like literally, the cat scene was the one that had that not only got the most laughs in my theater, but like. Out of context, it's absolutely ridiculous. And the whole arc building up to it in the movie is just so insane. Like it feels like it does not belong, but they make it work. And that's why I think Nia DaCosta is like underrated in that regard. I think she understands how strange Marvel can be. And that's why I think the movie worked as well as it did on me. But go see the Marvels for sure.
And who is the actress that plays Miss Marvel again?
Iman Vellani, I believe her name is.
Yeah, I still can't believe that this is like her first film and she's only ever been in Miss Marvel.
She's good. She's too good.
She's so good. She's literally like after watching the Marvels, I was like, this is how I remember her in the comics when I was reading them as they were coming out weekly. This is literally probably the best, one of the best Marvel castings they've done. And she's never acted before. It just kind of blows my mind.
Yeah, she's great.
I just wish they didn't change her powers still. I still hate it. I just can't get used to it. But
You
it does
know.
fit better with the other Marvels, so
Yeah, with
that's why they did
the
it. So
light, the bending of light or whatever, yeah.
yeah.
Can't wait to see what her and Tom Holland do on screen together. That would be
Oh my God, I've
that's
never
gonna be
even thought
fun.
about
That's gonna be
that. Yeah,
really
that'd be good.
fun. All right. You know what? While we're on the topic of Marvel, you know, screw it. Let's talk about some Marvel news. Pedro Pascal.
Bro,
Why
I
did you do that?
cannot.
But
Okay.
what shivered down my spine when you said his name?
It almost feels like, I don't know. It almost feels like it's fake because, you know, they've been like all these things, too many things have happened. Like too many things have slipped out for the for it to actually like, I don't know, I feel like Marvel Security is better than that. Like they're on their shiz. Like there's no way that SAG would have posted that, you know, when they weren't allowed to. So I don't know. Something tells me there's gonna be like a heck of bait and switch. I would
Wait,
love,
what are
and my
we?
husband and I both actually agree we want Pedro Pascal as Reed Richards, but this would be some, I would not put it past them to pull a crazy ass bait and switch on us here.
What are we talking about?
Oh, he's Paige, you know, he's Mr. Fantastic, right? Pedro
Yeah.
Pascal. So,
Yeah.
well, he's not
But
officially.
he is.
So the director.
what were you talking about,
So
Amber? Have I missed?
oh,
I forgot. I
sorry,
feel
I
like
just
I missed
got
something.
launched.
No, because it happened, like everybody was talking about it, so it's safe to assume that, you know, you would have thought what happened. So SAG posted something on Instagram, right? Am I correct?
It was on, so he was doing, Pedro Pascal was doing something for SAG. He was doing some kind of brunch-in, luncheon, whatever, some kind of event with SAG. And so they were like, here is his bio and blah, blah, blah. And it said, he is currently, you know, getting ready to, you know, go into production for Marvel's Fantastic Four.
I did not know
And then within like two
that.
hours, it was gone.
And
Oh, I
they took
didn't
it
hear
down.
about
that.
There was a before and after post of like, oh my God, look what they changed in the bio. And then the next day or within a few hours, Matt Shakman had posted, wait, I actually took a screenshot on my phone if I can find
Oh, see, I heard about this. I didn't know that SAG did that.
I took a screenshot on my phone and I meant to send it in the chat, but by the time I did, the post was literally gone and I think Derek had already started working here. So this outlet called Puberty, they did like a post that SAG-AFTRA confirms Pedro Pascal will play Reed Richards in Fantastic Four. They posted that
Sign up.
and it was screenshot by director Matt Shakman, and he posted that on his Instagram story.
Oh.
The director of the film basically reconfirmed what SAG's boo-boo. So I thought that was really funny. And then his Instagram account has been since been deleted. Yeah.
Oh, fire got to him.
But I get what you're saying though, Amber. Like I feel like Marvel, this would be like the best checkmate ever.
Oh, 100%.
I think it would destroy, not destroy scoopers, but it would hurt the scooping kind of culture so much if like they managed to pull the wool over their eyes and do something totally unexpected. This is like the real life version of when the Avengers Endgame trailer had that scene of the Hulk running
Oh,
with,
yeah.
and he turned out to be in the not Avengers Endgame, the Avengers Infinity War trailer, and it turns out that Mark Ruffalo wasn't even the Hulk in the movie at all. Like it's that kind of bait and switch. Well, I would be happy to see Pedro Pascal as Reed Richards in the Fantastic Four, but I would be even happier if they managed to keep it a total secret for all these months and then introduce four other people as the cast at Comic-Con. I think that would make me so happy.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
It's like I saw this the other day. It was like Alicia Keys was confirmed as like a guest at the Super Bowl or whatever, which I
Yes.
mean, if you know Usher's history with her or whatever, it's kind of like not a surprise anyway. But somebody was like, I wish things were just a surprise again. Like
Yeah.
I miss when things would, you could just go to a movie and be like, oh my God. Or, you know, Sam Jackson and Iron Man, just like that. Like you did not know that was gonna happen.
Yeah, Chris is he refuses to watch trailers. Like I'm like, oh look, this trailer of this movie. He goes, nope, I'm not gonna watch it because then at that point there's no point in seeing the movie. He yeah, and I'm like, look what I found out. He's like, I don't wanna know.
I wish I was like that. Like I've tried it
So do
with some
I.
films. I've done it with some films and I feel really proud of myself, but like 99% of films, I'm just like I have to watch the the clips. Otherwise, it
Yeah,
might let
and
me
then
go. I
literally
don't know.
like Lisa Frankenstein came out a couple days ago, and I know I'm not gonna see the movie, but I was like, Lisa Frankenstein ending explained, just because like I want to know what happens. I'm that kind of person, and I'm like, I can't. I'm so bad.
I think in recent years, some of my the best movies that I've seen are ones that I've not seen the trailer for. And I don't think that's a coincidence. I think it's just the way things have changed in the movie industry. I think it's because we were conditioned to kind of want spoilers, and I think that's also a big part of scooper culture too. Like, they're only as big as we make them to be because we feed into it. We want to know that Pedro Pascal is in the next Fantastic Four movie, that what's his face from the Bear is gonna play the Thing, because in our eyes there's nobody better who could play the
Yeah.
Thing. Or, and this is a great, I think, jumping off point to our next topic, that Iyo Edebiri is gonna be in a new Pirates of the Caribbean movie. Did you guys hear that?
I
Yeah.
saw that.
So this is not confirmed, but it's I would not be surprised if it's false. I would be surprised if it was false, rather. Iyo Edebiri from The Bear, she's big. She won like a Golden Globe and an Emmy in like the same week. She hosted
Yeah.
SNL a few weeks ago. She's like the it girl of the moment right now. And for good reason. She's Irish, right, Jordan?
Oh yeah, of course.
No, she's really funny. I don't know if you've ever seen her on the red carpet or any of the red carpets so far this award season. And I remember somebody's like, have you like or did you ever think that you would be this successful? And she was like, honestly, I just wanted dental insurance. And that's like the most realist thing I've ever heard. But she's rumored to be playing the lead in the next Pirates of the Caribbean movie, as a totally new character, in a film that looks like it's gonna be focused on younger pirates. So that's according to Daniel RPK. What do you guys think?
Cool. I don't know. I have
Yeah.
no interest in pirates anymore.
After Johnny Depp, after the whole scandal.
Yeah, after that whole thing, and I'm just done with it. I don't need any more of it either, you know? Like, even if Johnny Depp was coming back, which I would love, I'm just kind of like, okay. There's no more story that I want. At least not with that. And the way it ended with at the end of number five, where it's like with Will, and then like the little golden coin was on the floor in his room. So it's like, okay, there was story left to tell with that if they wanted to. Why are you going to pivot to something completely different? That's not what I want. So I'm like, I just don't really care.
Thoughts,
I'm
Jordan?
kind of on board with Amber. Yeah, I'm kind of on board with Amber. Like, I'd like to see more anthology kind of stuff about other pirates, but I just personally have never really been interested in pirates, sadly. Not just Pirates of the Caribbean, but just in general. Like, we read from when we read like Treasure Island in like elementary school, and I just really didn't enjoy it. I don't know why. I just didn't gel with it. I just prefer fantasy, I guess. Pirates just isn't my thing. But I mean, I've seen them all, and I probably will watch them, so.
So I kind of agree with you guys, but you know what I would really not want to see? A Pirates of the Caribbean TV show. I feel like if they
Ugh.
create anything other than a Pirates TV show, I'll be happy. And I know that we'd heard that they were working on one, but considering it how well the National Treasure one did,
Oh, God.
I don't think that's the move, honestly.
No.
If you go way back to when we first started this podcast, I feel like I've pitched you a Pirates of the Caribbean TV show, because I said I thought a live action show would be the obvious thing to have for when Disney Plus
Disney
first
Plus.
launched.
Yes,
Yeah.
you did.
I
Absolutely remember that. But after seeing, and it's also a Jerry Bruckheimer production, if I'm not mistaken. I don't think that is the way. I think, and this is another segue into like another great news story. There are certain things that should be done with television and streaming, and certain things that should not. National Treasure is very much like an event kind of thing. If it was like a one-off, like a limited series, I think it could have worked better. But the fact that they were actually building out that world for the small screen did not work. And I feel the same way about Pirates. That world is too big. And as Amber said, there's so much more story to be told, especially with Orlando Bloom and Keira Knightley's characters and what's his
Yep.
face, Davy Jones seemingly coming back, that you can't do that on the small screen. You can't pick up where you left off and continue on the small screen. I think the kinds of things that work are like Who knows where I'm going with this?
I don't know. I just keep thinking about Divergent because that's exactly what happened to
Oh,
them.
I'm talking about that. That franchise got done dirty, man.
It
Because
did.
they were going to finish that as a show, and then that just never happened.
They were like, you know what? Now forget it. We'll talk to you guys later. That I will not forget the day I read that news. I was laughing. I was like, that's crazy. That is insane what they did to them. But that good callback. That because that is that's like what you should not have a franchise go through. But I was
Yeah.
talking about Goosebumps. I think
Oh,
Goosebumps getting a second season. It was announced during the Television Critics Association Winter Press Tour, whatever. Deadline, Variety, all the big trades get invited to it, and they just drop like mini scoops. And that was unveiled this past week. And Goosebumps is getting a second season, and it's actually going to be built as an anthology series. And that is, I think, what obviously works for Disney Plus, and that is what I think they need to lean more into. What do you guys think?
yep.
Yeah,
So
that's super exciting.
I thought it'd been canceled. I don't know where I got that from,
No,
but I'm glad it's back.
we hadn't heard anything about the show, and that's why people did think it was canceled, because it came with like such a bang, like during Halloween. They were like, first 5 episodes, even though I think they should have just dropped the whole series. But you gotta finish the rest of it in like November. It made no sense. And then it like ended with a whimper. And like there was a lot of buzz initially. It was good. I liked it. I'm not gonna lie, I thought it was really good. It was funny. It was like very coming of age, reminded me like Stranger Things, The Goonies, like up that alley. And I do think like it's such a rich, I don't want to say universe, but like such a rich field of ideas, considering how crazy R.L. Stine's imagination is, that like there's no reason that kind of show should fail. So I'm glad they're kind of going the anthology route. It would be boxed, or it would have too many restrictions, I feel, if they put it in the box of just like a singular story. So, but
And this could be like their family American Horror Story.
absolutely, that's a
Ooh.
really good way to put it.
That's smart. I like that.
I think it was so smart with how they did it in the first season, with like every episode kind of its own book, but it also plays into like this overarching theme of like, it was like kind of like a, did you guys see it? No, right? You saw the whole, it was like a Nightmare on Elm Street thing. It was so, it was really cool. I thought it
Okay,
was,
wait, on a scale of 1 to 10,
what
how
got my
scary
dad
was
into
it?
it.
Not scary. It was
It's not
creepy.
scary.
A lot of creepy things happening. Justin Long, I mean, this is in the trailer. He gets possessed. Like, but in the first 5 minutes of the show, there some kid dies, and as he's dying, his house catches on. He like gets trapped in a house that catches fire. And this is like the most scary I think it gets. The smoke and the flames form like an evil face. That's like the
Oh
scariest it gets.
my gosh. Okay,
And that's
cool.
in the first
Cause
5 minutes of the series.
yeah, I'm just such a wimp that I was like, when I heard there was a Goosebumps show coming out, I was like, cool. I will be skipping that because I can't handle it. Like it reminded me when that movie came out a few years ago, like the Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
Oh, that one was cool. That was pretty much
Yeah.
like Guillermo del Toro. Come on.
I had that, I don't know why, I had that book in my bookcase as a kid, and I read it like once or twice, and then I refused to touch it. Like, I didn't even want to touch it anymore. It scared the crap out of me. Like, I didn't even want to remove it from my bookcase to throw it out of the house. I was like, I can't. It's too scary. So I thought it was gonna be something like that, and I was just terrified.
It's actually a book series. There's three books, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, well, I only had the first one, and that wasn't enough for
You should
me.
go back and get the other two. And
No, thank you. I'm
very,
good.
very creepy stories, though.
I think the Goosebumps show has kind of the vibe and aesthetic of scary tales to tell in the dark, just without the actual scare. Like I would
Okay.
say the 90s show is probably more scarier
Oh.
than the new version. Yeah. This
Oh,
one's
okay.
just
Well,
more
that's
creepy,
good.
like Dempsey said.
Yeah, it leans into
Gotcha.
the creep factor, which is like there's a lot of mystery and anxiety, but nothing, you're not going to see, there's not, I think there's like one or two jump scares, but there's not horror. Like, people don't get killed. Like, and if they do, it's not like on screen, you know, it's like, oh, the legend of the person who died, or.
It's basically if R.L. Stine wrote like a Nancy Drew story.
Yes, that's a perfect
Okay.
way to describe
That's
it, actually.
yeah.
That works for me. I can do that.
But So, all right. So that was not the only thing to get a second season or a new season renewal. Abbott Elementary. Any Abbott
That
fans?
was quick. I haven't seen it, but I've seen like clips and it was friggin' funny. It's on Chris and I's list to watch, but didn't it only have like one episode of this season and now it's already renewed?
It was like a two-part.
Yeah, they had a yeah.
But
Yeah.
it just came out and to have a season four. They are so confident in this show. The show is very funny. They should be confident in it. The only thing I'm not a fan of is that it's a blatant ripoff of The Office. But I do think they do a lot of the things that they do in The Office better. And I do think the whole reason why the camera crew is there works better for this kind of for the story of the show.
Yeah, because it feels like they're doing like a expose on the school or something, or like a documentary for the news channel. That's the kind of vibe I get when I watch it. Like it's for something.
Yeah, and in the beginning of the season, you find out that all the filmmakers are like student filmmakers, which makes it even more, because you know how student filmmakers like to film like the most dumbest shit, like in randomest shit.
Yeah. Oh, see.
If it's
Yeah,
even
that makes sense. That fits perfectly because I went to a film school, so that sums it out perfectly. Abbott
that.
Elementary, Amber, you have to watch. It's like 20 minutes, an episode. They're so short,
Yeah,
but they're so
it's super
funny.
quick. We need to finish. We need to start that.
Yeah, honestly, it's really good. Like, even if you just want to, like, I know how you operate. I know that you have like a whole list. You're still trying to finish all the Disney movies ever made, right? You're still.
Yes, the next one we have is the 1970s Freaky Friday.
Oh my God.
Oh, I loved that when I was a kid
That
with
is,
Jodie
I've
Foster.
never seen it. I've never seen that. I've never seen the original, so I'm stoked to see it. And I think we're probably gonna watch it next weekend. I think we're doing like a big movie weekend next weekend, so I'll see if we can shove it in.
Do you have Disney Channel movies on that list as well, or is it just
No, we're going off of the Wikipedia page of Walt Disney Pictures feature films.
okay.
So, yeah.
There's a lot of strange ones in the. Was it the 60s or the
There
50s?
were a lot of weird ones in the 50s and
You see the
60s.
cat from outer space yet?
I don't think so. I don't think we've seen that one.
There's.
But there were definitely a few where we literally, I can't say we've seen every single one because they were so racist, we had to turn them off. They
Oh.
were so bad. I was like, okay. I was like, I can't do this. This is not appropriate. I'm turning this off. And there were some that we turned off after like 10 minutes, and we turned off after like half an
Did you
hour. I was
guys
like, I can't.
get a hand on Song of the South? Is that
We
also?
did.
Did you see it?
We did.
Oh, that's an episode. That's an episode in and
No.
of
That
Have
film,
you?
that film and another one called Tonka never need to be discussed ever.
Have you never seen it, Dempsey?
No, I haven't. It's on my list. But probably.
My dad put it on once, made me watch it with him.
That sounds like a mute. What? Oh my God. I know you have a long list of movies and TV shows, Amber, but I think that you can totally add Abbott Elementary. You
Well,
can.
you know what? My husband and I actually had a big conversation about my list of shows and movies and things because I live my life by them too much to the point where, like, if there's a night where we don't watch something from my list, I get anxiety. And so he's like, you know what? He's like, let's forego your list for a little bit. You need to learn to relax. I will pick what we watch. And so I'm hoping he picks things from the list, but that's gonna be a thing now. So I'm gonna have less control over what we watch. So maybe I think he did want to watch Abbott Elementary. I think that and Brooklyn Nine-Nine were like the two big ones that he like the sitcoms that he wanted to get started on. So we'll see if we start those anytime soon.
Yeah, use the didn't we talk?
Love that he's trying to take.
Wait, what were
Oh,
you saying?
sorry.
No, what were you saying?
I was gonna say I love that he's trying to take you a little bit out of your comfort zone, but you're still hoping he still sticks to your set list.
I know, I really am. Okay, because I know the kind of things my husband likes, and we're gonna end up watching shit like The Ridiculous Six every night, okay?
I'm assuming he's watched that many times before.
Many, many, many. Many times. It's like one of his all-time favorite movies. And just, oh God, I can't. I mean, it's kind of funny, but like that's the kind of shit my husband likes.
All right, so Abbott Elementary, the Abbott Elementary stuff is probably like the last big story that we had. The only other thing I had on this list that I think is worth mentioning is the Acolyte coming to, apparently it's supposed to be coming this summer. I actually hadn't had a chance to check in on this. So this is according to Collider. Disney is looking for a summer 2024 release date for the series. But we kind of already knew it was coming out this year because of their slate.
Yeah.
Other than that, I mean, this is just pretty vague and it's not set in stone, so I don't really care about it too much. The show is, from what I've read about the show, it's gonna deal with a lot of duplicates though. Like a lot of characters are playing two characters. A lot of actors are playing two characters.
Oh, like
That's
they're clones.
interesting.
Yeah, and so like I first read about this like a few months ago on some like online forums, and then Daniel RPK released something that said it was like almost identical to what I had read, so I was like, it's gotta be true. So like Amanda Stenberg, she's gonna have to play like her and her sister, her character, and one her sister's like on the dark side and she's on the light side. And I think if I'm not mistaken, there are a bunch of twin people like that, and they're called acolytes or something like that. I could be totally wrong, but that's what I remember reading. Like if you're like a twin and you're separated and you're trying to find balance, then you're that's what the acolyte is.
That's cool.
Look at
I
Luke and
really
Leia.
like the thought of that.
I think so. I mean, once again, I could be 1,000% wrong, but that's vaguely what I remember. And also, do you guys ever see The Good Place?
No.
Bits of it.
The guy who the Asian dude, Manny Jacinto,
Oh, yeah.
he's also gonna be two characters, if I'm not mistaken. So it sounds to me, it sounds a lot like it's gonna play on like duality a lot, but also like you may not know who's really good and who's really bad.
I like the thought of that. It sounded really, really cool from when I first heard of the twin concept. I was like, ooh, I was like, sign me up. That seems legit.
And then oh, I didn't know this, but the guy who played the new Chewbacca, Junis Watamo, he's playing a Jedi Wookiee.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, I
That's
like that.
dying to see one of those since I first saw it on like the cover of like the High Republic. So sick. That's gonna be interesting. But I'm
Is this the show? Is this set during the High Republic?
this is set during I have no idea. I'm pretty sure no, but no. This does take place 100 years before the Phantom Menace. I do remember that. That is
Okay,
also
then High Republic's like 1,000.
Yeah, that's what Collider's article confirms. I remember when they announced it, they said this is going to be like the earliest we've gone back before what we already know. So this is going to be like new territory. I'm excited for the skeleton crew though. I'm curious to see. I feel like that's going to be a sleeper hit. Although the kids who star in it will probably all be 20 years old by the time it comes out. Is that
Probably.
they were all like full-blown children when they were cast. But one other thing that I have here, and I wanted to save it for last, before I asked Jordan to talk to us about park stuff. And this is kind of in Jordan's same area, you know? Did you see the photos of Billy Magnuson
I was gonna make sure that you mentioned that. I was like, we have to talk about
Pleakley?
that. We have Jordan here 100%.
And for
Must
last,
be mentioned.
he's the Billy Magnuson expert at
Am
this.
I that bad?
No. Hypocrite.
Well, did you see my message a few hours before those pictures came out when I said he's uploaded this picture of him with his hair done and he's tagged it with Jack Galifianakis? Like, does this mean he's actually in the film? And then a couple of hours later, there was pictures of him on set. So I'm just a fucking stalker at this point.
I didn't
Oh, I'm
see
psychic.
anything. I honestly I saw your message and I didn't click. And I think
That you're a stalker.
that
That's
yeah,
what he was gonna say.
it didn't even click to me that that's like what it could mean. But whatever. He has long hair, right? Because I couldn't in the photos that Jared
Yeah,
has.
it almost looks like very like 1800s, like colonial, like Pennsylvania. That's what they were wearing in like those times, that outfit. And I was like, what the heck are you wearing? It was weird.
Maybe it's like, oh, this is what humans wear.
Or
Like he's been reading,
probably they probably find the book. Yeah, you know, they've done that before. It's, oh, this is what humans are supposed to be like. Or the maybe the last time he visited Earth, that's what they were, they wore.
I just think it's weird that he's going to be in human form.
I think it's an interesting choice.
I because it's so funny in the original where it's like
He's trying to
it's like
fit.
come on, you really think that a one-eyed like newt with lipstick is a woman?
So this is interesting.
And it
So there was a person on Twitter that quote tweeted it, and they were like, "Wow, I can't believe that they stole a obviously role that was meant for a trans person, and you know they cast Billy Magnussen in it." And Skylar actually responded to this. Shout out to Skylar, one of our co-founders. He said that the role they were originally looking for a trans actor to play Pleakley. Did you guys know that?
I did not know that.
I didn't know that.
That would have been so interesting, I think. I can see why they chose Billy Magnussen. Obviously, great comedic actor. And he's not a household name, but he's somebody that people, I think people recognize his face by now.
He is in my
For
house.
sure. He is your house. But yeah, I would have been interesting to see like a trans actor play that role. So who knows? But also, I could see the trans community probably being offended if like an alien was like
Yeah,
transgender.
that's
It's
yeah.
slippery. Yeah, it's slippery slope. So whatever. I'm excited. So you saw the photos. You're happy. You're confused. What? I guess you'll see more of him as Billy Magnussen than as Pleakley.
I kind of hope not, because Pleakley was so funny.
Pleakley was
I
funny.
mean, he's still doing the voice, so it's still him.
Yeah, and
But it's great that we all get to look at him.
do you think it's gonna be for him and Zach Galifianakis though, or do you think he'll be the only one human and Zach Galifianakis' character will still be a monster?
Oh, I don't know.
That
I
that's
think it'll probably
interesting.
be both of them. Surely both of them. It will make more sense because they're always together.
Yeah, and then it's especially because Pleakley's probably gonna be like, we don't want to disturb the humans' atmosphere. Like they're gonna freak out if they see a big monster. So he's gonna be like, you have to do this. And then he's gonna be like, I am proud of being whatever kind of like monster he is. He's gonna be like, I'm not gonna. And then it's gonna be this huge scene between the two of them, like fighting to take it or whatever.
It also
I can
works.
see that.
It's kind of a smart choice, but it's also an obvious choice because like it's kind of what Stitch does in the original. He turns himself into a, remember, does he have multiple limbs and
He has like four arms and two legs, and he like schlinks two of his arms in, and like some of his like antennae, he like brings them back into his body
He's like
because
kind
he's like a dog.
of fitting in. Oh my God, this movie's gonna be so great. I really, it might be the September
Hopefully.
release. Yes, it might be the September release, but this is just like me and Amber had this conversation in the last episode. This is a summer movie, unabashedly. I hope it comes out in the summer.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
we shall see.
Is
But
it a cinema film?
that's a good
Potentially.
question. It's still
Potentially.
Disney Plus, right?
It's so the it's supposed to come out on Disney Plus. It was supposed, and from what we've heard previously, it's supposed to come out on Disney Plus this year. Production has just resumed, right? Could be done within, let's say, however long reshoots or ending production takes, like a couple, like 4 to 6 weeks approximately. So theoretically could be done shooting by like the first week of April. Whether or not they could turn it around in time for summer is a big question. I originally heard of June 2024 was the plan for Disney Plus, but then they released their revised slate that says there's a Disney live action film coming out in September. So Skylar was the one who first speculated that that could be where Lilo and Stitch fits in. But on the overall slate altogether, Lilo and Stitch is nowhere to be found, not on Disney Plus or elsewhere. So
It's
this is all
odd.
speculation at this point, but I think they'd be dumb not to release this movie this year. Unless, of course, they're rushing it. At that point, I'd be happy to wait.
Yeah.
So I hope that answers your question.
It did. Thank you.
It's a, yeah, there's a lot of stuff. Obviously, and I don't even trust the slate anymore because they'll just go and create a movie, a random sequel, and just release it in November now. That was originally supposed to be a Disney Plus show. So nothing is sacred at Disney, in case you couldn't figure it out.
No.
But all right, I think those are all the big stories, and I think we did a really good job at covering them all. Very, very busy Disney week. It felt kind of like the old days. Remember when it used to be like 13, 14 stories?
Yeah.
Woo. Jordan, any parks news? I know you're working on a parks episode with Josh that'll come out like in the next few weeks, but anything immediately or immediate worth mentioning?
Yeah. It is most. Oh, sorry. You finished. I think I've got a little delay. So whenever you pause, I think I'm in like 2 minutes. I'm like 2 seconds behind.
No, I asked to you, yeah, anything immediate worth noting?
Well, the episode that we're going to do is mainly about like speculation about how Disney's going to kind of fight back against Universal in both Europe and Florida. Other than that, there's not really any like news other than Universal's news. I guess Disney have their blue sky concepts that they might rush out, but they haven't announced anything. I have seen more rumors about Disneyland Paris stuff, specifically, again from Ali, who Amber's really excited. Specifically from Ali on Twitter, who's been saying something about a Galaxy's Edge or a Star Wars Land behind Discovery Land in the main park where we haven't had a ride for 18 years,
Oh my
and it'll be the
gosh.
first expansion in yeah it'll be the first expansion of the park in 28 years, and it's 30 years old. 31 years old.
That's nuts.
It's unreal, and I just can't believe it's actually happening now. They're actually like putting their boots on and doing something, which is just going to be so great. And the Lion King land, Amber, apparently is definitely coming.
Heck yes.
And
You don't even understand. Ever since you told me about that, I have been on like Allie and Outside Ears Twitter page like every single day, refreshing, being like, I wonder if they're gonna post anything. I wonder if anything new is gonna happen. And there's been nothing since like January 9th. So I'm just sitting here like twiddling my
Keep
thumbs,
your
like,
eye out.
okay.
It's coming.
Dude, you
Keep
don't
your eye
even
out,
know. I'm
especially
gonna
on
lose
Outside
my
Ears.
mind.
Honestly, I've not
So,
been.
is it the main? Oh.
No, what were you saying? What were you saying?
Oh, sorry. This is my delay. That's what I was talking
That's
about.
a big delay, dude.
I was
But
going to
no, what were
say,
you
is it the
saying?
main?
Talk, go ahead.
The Main Street News said that
Okay.
the Main Street News said yeah. The Main Street News said that permits for the Lion King land are going to be filed soon, so we'll get to see like what it kind of looks like.
Yes. Yeah, I did see that YouTube video that we shared on the Disney Insiders Twitter and everything. You should check that out. It was Main Street News on YouTube. It was actually a really good video. That they're waiting for the official land announcement before they file the permits because they don't want anybody to be able to see, like what they're doing. I think my baby woke up. But yeah, no, I'm super stoked and I cannot wait. I'm assuming we're gonna get the official confirmation at D23. Catch me in that parks panel making everyone go deaf with how loud I scream. I
What do
think
you think
that
the land will be called? Sorry,
Lion
Deb,
Pride,
sorry.
the Pride Lands. It
Lion
has to be the
King
Pride
Land.
Lands.
Oh, okay. Lion King Land. Okay.
Yeah, I think it'll be like the Lion King Pride Land.
Yeah.
Yeah, or
The
Pride
like the
Rock
Lion
or
King
something
colon
like
Pride
that.
Rock or just the Pride Lands or
Yeah.
something, but there's a
Yeah.
name already there that they just have to hook on to. Not hard. All right, I gotta dip
I'm
because little man is
speculating that it's
hungry,
going to be
but
Pride. Oh, okay.
yeah, I'm di you're wait, no, I want to hear speculations and then I'm gonna go.
I was going to say, I'm speculating the land will be like Pride Rock area and the surrounding area, and then there will be like a Shadowland area. Is that what it's called? Where Scar lives? That's the only thing I can see them really
Yes,
doing.
yes. The Shadowlands, the outside, yeah. The what are they called? The yes. Well, I'm thinking in the Broadway they call it Shadowlands, and
Yeah. Oh,
that's what
the
I'm
elephant
stuck.
graveyard.
Yes. Dude, if we get an elephant graveyard coaster, that would be so sick.
Oh yes.
That would be
Oh, I
so
didn't even think
sick.
about
Oh
that.
my
Because we're
gosh.
getting like a water ride, but that makes perfect sense.
Yeah. All right, I gotta go. You guys finish up. I love all you listeners. I'm so sorry, but I do love my son more. I gotta go feed him. I'll see you later.
No, that's
Bye.
That's as good a place to end. Jordan, thank you so much. Amber, thank you so much. We'll be on the lookout for the News from the Parks podcast episode, second episode, right? Coming out in the coming weeks. You're going to have a lot more talk. Potentially, there word of a fifth park in the United States, right? Isn't that also a rumor?
I feel like that is a rumor someone's made up, because I don't think that's true, personally. But I know exactly what you're talking about, but I just think it's people like, oh, Universal got a new park, Disney are going to have to build one now. But I don't think they're in any kind of position to build one, especially with the local government problems, because now they have to go through them, and they're having problems with them, and the lawsuits. So I think if we see another park, it will be in another resort park.
No, that makes sense.
As much as I would love another Disney park, because I personally do not care for Epcot, so I would love an extra park for me to enjoy.
No,
I'm a hater, so
it makes sense. Well, I'll be on the lookout for your next episode with Josh. And please be sure to look out for all of our future episodes. And if you missed any stories, or if there's anything that you want to double check on that we discussed today, you can find everything we discussed on thedizinsider.com. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Amber peaced out. I'm about to peace out. Jordan's about to peace out. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we will catch you next time.